And please share one or two examples with us, on how the surveillance data were used in the national context, in the public health decision making, but also in planning the response actions. So Luca, thank you for sharing your thoughts in advance. Over to you.
Thank you, Oliver, and the colleague from Norway, and everybody for this very interesting session. Let me say that this challenge in the bigger challenge of COVID strengthen the difficulties in our sector, because we were asked to put together research and surveillance with also guidelines for all member states in the same moment, and also to cooperate as never before between from water suppliers to the high levels of clinical surveillance that are two worlds completely separated. Let me say that at the beginning the clinical surveillance considered this exercise as a game, as a research topic, maybe interesting but nothing useful for sample that should be clinical samples. Now they are on our all in the same direction, and it was done in 1 year, and this is one of the most important maybe general conclusion. Going to the particular the Italian surveillance of SARS-CoV-2 in wastewater may be considered a good practice, not the best, but a good practice of synergy, having national and regional health governance coupled with environmental monitoring and assuring the sustainability of the system, relying upon a systematic network of local and regional qualified and controlled sampling and analytical laboratories that are spread in this network. To date, 21 regions are joined the national surveillance system, monitoring all water treatment plants. There is also, as you know, the EU Commission recommendation 2021-162, thanks to Bernard here, that was the engine of everything, really. And we are surveying all water treatment plants serving more than 150,000 inhabitants twice per week, while a weekly sampling is done for treatment plants serving more than 50,000 inhabitants. 167 sampling points are used through Italy. Overall, 43 laboratories are involved, all qualified by quality control exercise. These laboratories are regional, local environmental protection agencies, zooprophylactic institutes, universities, and other research institutions. Also, wastewater service providers are in the net, all of which are using harmonized methods that have been developed and shared by the National Institute of Health. But let me say, everything is under the governance of health authority of the regions. So the regions manage and the analysis, the laboratories, and the data. And we collect all the regional data. So that's the way of sustainability, also for the costs. We spent almost 3 million for 1 year of monitoring everything comprised. That is a reasonable cost. Concerning the actions, there were many actions driven by this. As an example, the possibility, the real discovery of epidemiological source of SARS-CoV-2 before, but also in case of variants, the environmental surveillance discovered the spread of variants Omicron, as an example, before the clinical surveillance. And that was really important. And traced that it is very interesting. Like from a satellite, we could see the spread of variants in time because there is a flash sampling. And let me just conclude that we are now considering an RT. RT, the index for infectivity based on wastewater. This is now under finalization in order to complement, but sometime also not replace completely. We could have the hospitalization service for surveillance, but a big role should be done. Last word about the possibility of other surveillance. This is a very powerful and tool. We observed also monkeypox virus in the airport of Fiumicino when entered in our country. So we just consider the Italian experience proved this approach to be reliable and effective in joining with other public health indicators to establish a timely and adjust public health management strategies. Thank you.